Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
And this morning, I want us to be looking at the mystery of that sycamore tree. The mystery of the sycamore tree. We just want to stay on that tree. And your life will be blessed. So Zacchaeus ran, and then he climbed up into the sycamore tree. His life tells us the various stages of the Christian life or Christian journey. Number one, you must overcome the obstacles in the world. Then number two, he climbed up into the tree, and then he had a glimpse of Jesus. He saw him. So you overcome the obstacles in the world, then you have a view of Jesus. Number three, when he climbed up into that tree, and you will understand it later as I speak, he was virtually incorporated into the tree. So you overcome the world, you see Jesus, you are incorporated into Christ, baptized into the body, and then you derive the blessings from Jesus. You derive the blessing from Jesus. In him, your life is blessed. That is one of the things we have not been taught well. So now, we want to be looking at the fact that Zacchaeus climbed up into the tree and then he was incorporated into Christ. One way of looking at Zacchaeus climbing into the tree is to see that, okay, Zacchaeus has climbed up into a tree and it gives him the added advantage of height. And then from that height, he can see Jesus. It's simple. But another way of looking at it is to see that the man climbed up into the tree and he was incorporated in Christ. That is where we will be spending most of our time. He was incorporated into Christ. That tree was a type of Jesus. Everybody say the sycamore tree was a type of Jesus. Now, so the man is trying to look for Jesus, but then he's on a tree. And that whole tree talks to us about Jesus. But to convince you that this thing is so, I would like to look at how in the Bible trees are commonly used to describe people. You remember the blind man who was healed, and then he told Jesus, he said, I see men like trees. That is not the kind of tree I'm talking about. But in the Bible, trees are commonly used to describe people. One of them is Daniel. Daniel chapter 4 and the verse number 20-22, where the Bible said, Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, he said, the tree which thou sawest, the tree you saw, then he went down to verse 22 and said, it is thou. That means the tree you saw is yourself. The tree you saw, and it was cut down. It reached into heaven and then cut down. That tree is you. So Daniel is using a tree to describe a man. Jesus also described himself as the green tree. He said, if they can do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry one? So he described himself as a tree. And you and I know that Jesus Christ commonly describes himself as the vine. He said, I am the true vine. So we see tree being used to describe Jesus. That is now giving you an idea that this tree standing there could have been a representation of Jesus. And just as demons can misbehave around a tree, God can use a tree to reflect his glory. Go and ask Moses and the burning bush. I don't know. We have made God an academic exercise. Sometimes that's my problem with theologians. I mean, we make the Bible, and you read the things sometimes in the Bible, and you can see they are trying to explain it with their mind because they don't understand. Now, so this sycamore tree stood there. It represented something. In the Bible, a mountain can represent something. So you can have a dream and see a mountain, and that mountain represents something. You can see a tree and it represents something. You can even see a snake. Many of you, when you see snake and you wake up in the morning, you say, in the name of Jesus, I pour the kerosene of the Holy Spirit on this thing. And I burn it with fire. But when you see a snake, you have to pray for interpretation. The people of Israel saw a snake. Snakes were biting them. Moses raised up a snake. Put it on the pole. The Bible said anybody who looked at that snake got healed. Moses raised up the snake. The people got healed. Many years later, Jesus came into the world. He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believed in him should not perish. In other words, when Moses lifted up that snake, I was that snake. When he went into Pharaoh's palace and deposited his rod and it turned into a crocodile, of course, many people say snake, but it's between crocodile, snake, leviathan, or some sea monster or beast or whatever. He said that thing, when he put it down and that rod turned into the thing and swallowed up the rods of the magicians of Pharaoh, what God is saying is that Jesus is that rod. Jesus is that serpent. Jesus. And he will swallow up death in victory. There are many mysteries in the Bible. And a lot of the things you see, they have spiritual connotations. The sycamore tree is one of them. And Jesus is the sycamore tree. But we also know that Jesus is the cedar of heaven. The cedar of heaven became the sycamore tree of the earth. I will show you that mystery. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 27. And the king, everybody say the king, made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees made he as sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. Jesus Christ is like the nice tree, the cedar tree from heaven. And that's because in those days, the cedar tree was imported from Lebanon. So if you wanted it in Israel, you have to go to Lebanon and bring in the cedar tree. And now King Solomon made the cedar tree as common as the sycamore tree. That reminds me about Jesus, the cedar of heaven, who came to the earth. God was manifested in the flesh and we beheld his glory. So Jesus, heavenly, became earthly so that you and I can behold him and be saved. So we see the Christian journey. You break through the resistance of the world. You catch a glimpse of Jesus. You are incorporated into Jesus. And once Zacchaeus is now sitting in the tree, Zacchaeus is literally incorporated in the tree. For example, if somebody is sitting in a tree and you get there and you don't know there's a human being there, and they ask you, what is this? You say, a tree. When Jesus got to the tree, he knew Zacchaeus was on it. He didn't lift up his eyes before he saw Zacchaeus sitting on the tree. He got there immediately by word of knowledge, just as he knew that Nathanael was sitting under a tree. Jesus got to the tree. He knew by spiritual revelation that there was somebody there. He just got there. He lifted up his eyes. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. But Zacchaeus was incorporated in the tree. Just like you are incorporated into Christ. In the same way, if you are in Christ, when they look at you, they shouldn't say, this is Christ and pastor. They just say, this is Christ. Because you are in him. But the important thing is not you. The important thing is him. So Jesus gets to the sycamore tree. And the thing is not Zacchaeus. But the thing is the sycamore tree. Nevertheless, we talk about Zacchaeus. And we are forgotten about the sycamore tree for thousands of years. Just like people are always talking about you. And they have never talked about the Jesus into whom you are incorporated. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. When you look at the tree, you don't see the bed. What you see is the tree. When Satan looks at you, he doesn't see you. He sees Jesus. Because you are incorporated in him. And Christ in you, the hope of glory. And when you are in Christ, you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So we are not just in Jesus. We don't climb the tree just to see alone. But we climb the tree and every blessing that is in the tree becomes our blessing. The mystery of this sycamore tree is that when you look at the names of God are made of two. The Elohistic names of God and the Jehovahistic names of God. Everybody say Jehovahistic. Come on, say it again, Jehovahistic. So we have the Jehovahistic names of God and we have the Elohistic names of God. You will see a lot of these Elohistic names of God and Jehovahistic names of God in the sycamore tree. Some of the features of a tree are God's features. Just like the features of a river can be God's features. So any man that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water. Because God is using the flowing of a river to describe how the Holy Ghost flows. Is that okay? So you can look at a tree and tell some of God's features. Do you remember Jesus refers to himself as a rock? Rock. That means he's using a rock and describing himself. The first thing about the sycamore tree I like to talk about is the name. When you talk about the Elohistic names of God, you are talking about the creatorship names of God. The names of God that have to do with he being a creator and how he relates to his creation. And the first one we look at is El Olam. Everybody say El Olam. El Olam means the everlasting God. The thing about the sycamore tree is that the sycamore tree is a light kind of wood and very durable. So they use it in carpentry in Egypt to make very durable furniture. God is durable, everlasting. And he is not only everlasting, but he has made you a person of eternity. And he said, whosoever believeth in me shall never die. And whosoever lives and believes in me will never die. And whosoever lives in me, though he were dead, yet shall he also what? Live. So God is everlasting and he has given an element of eternity unto those of us who are born again. So we see a tree and the tree is durable. The tree lives for several hundreds of years. The sycamore tree could live for several hundreds of years. The sycamore tree is a durable tree. And the God you serve, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, El Olam, he is everlasting. The other thing about the sycamore that relates to Jesus is the name El Shaddai. Everybody say El Shaddai. El Shaddai means the many-breasted God, the many-breasted God. And if you look at the sycamore fruit, it grows up on sprigs and then it comes in clusters like grapes. So you see them in clusters like grapes. That refers to the name El Shaddai, the many-breasted God. The God who is your sufficiency, supplies all your need. Therefore, by climbing up into the sycamore tree, God is saying, anybody who is in Christ, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The other thing about the sycamore tree is that it was taller in height than the man Zacchaeus. The sycamore tree goes up about 50 feet. It can be quite tall. And Zacchaeus now climbs up into this tree. And when he's in the tree, he can see what other people don't see. One of God's names is El Roy, the God who sees, or the strong one who sees. And when you climb the sycamore tree, you can see. El Elyon, or Elyon, or Elyon, or whatever you call it. It means that the strongest, strong one. The strongest, strong one. So Zacchaeus is trying to see Jesus. He climbs up into a tree, and the tree is able to carry Zacchaeus' weight. Zacchaeus sits on the tree. He's not falling down. This strong tree carries him up there, and then he is seeing Jesus. In the same way, Jesus Christ carries you. He bears you up in his hands. There are times you are weak, and then he takes you and carries you. Adonai means Lord. It means Lord. It means somebody who is in control, somebody who is in charge of everything. That sycamore tree just dominated everything around Jesus. The Bible said when Jesus got to the sycamore tree, he stopped. That tree was boss. The tree says, okay, all the action stops here. And then he begins to control everything. It is the same way when you come into Christ. Jesus Christ controls everything. You are not in charge anymore when you are in Christ. Christ takes over and then he controls your life. So those are the things about the Elohistic names of God that you are reminded about when you look at the sycamore tree. I want to look at a few of the Jehovahistic names of God. The sycamore tree, like I said, was about 50 feet in height. The roots show up on the surface. You can see the roots. They will branch off for a distance. When the tree is standing there, you can just see that this is a sycamore tree. I mean, it's imposing. That tree tells you, I am here. Jehovah Shammah. You can see the tree standing there. Listen, your God has not gone anywhere. I remember Jesus' words. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. If you can look well, you can see the sycamore tree. You can see Jesus. I believe that it was not only Zacchaeus who couldn't see Jesus. There were many people. After all, how short was Zacchaeus? This particular Zacchaeus climbed up into the tree. Jesus is there. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. But there are many Christians, when they are in crisis, they don't go to Jesus. They even forget he is there. They don't climb the tree in order to see. All they do is, they spend all their life crying. I cannot see, I cannot do this, I cannot do this. But I remember the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May you remember that Jesus Christ is Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. The other thing about the sycamore tree is Jehovah Sidkenu. Jehovah Sidkenu. The Lord our righteousness. He climbed up into the tree. He sat on the tree. Depended on the tree. Did not depend on himself. The thing that would determine whether Zacchaeus is going to see Jesus or not was the tree and not himself. In the same way, when you come to Christ, the Lord is your righteousness. You don't do anything by your own righteousness. You do it by the righteousness of God. He is our righteousness. Jehovah Shalom. I can see Zacchaeus in the tree. And the tree, that sycamore tree, the leaves were quite small. Smaller than the leaves of a real fig tree. But the foliage was thick. And it will give you a lot of shade. And in that shade, you have a lot of peace. The life of Zacchaeus, away from the tree, the sun was beating the man. The sun was on him. Once he climbed up into the tree, he has shade and he has peace. That is how you have been incorporated into Christ and you have perfect peace. Many believers here again are not making use of the peace that they have in Christ. You listen to all the news everywhere. I mean, look at us today. Sometimes you just wonder, what are we doing with the peace God has given to us? There are people who are depressed, people who are confused, people who are frustrated, people who have divorced, they refuse to be comforted. Bereaved, refuse to be comforted. Disappointed, refuse to be comforted. Fail an exam and refuse to be comforted. May God give you peace. May God give you peace. You see, your peace does not come from the things you have. Oh, if only God could give me a child, I will have peace. There are people whose own trouble in this world is a child they have. Ladies and gentlemen, your peace comes from Jesus. Money is not your peace. Marriage is not your peace. Blessing, which you call blessing, is not your peace. A miracle is not your peace. Your peace is Him. Once Zacchaeus was on the tree gave him comfort. That is what we call Jehovah Shalom. The tree gave him peace. The man had his peace. The other thing about the sycamore tree is Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. That tree was an imposing tree, like I said. And when it's standing there, you see the roots. And they used to use the sycamore tree to mark the road. And they will guide you to a place. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my leader. He guides me. He leads me beside the still waters. Then, another thing about the sycamore tree is Jehovah Rapha. Everybody say Jehovah Rapha. Come on, shout it again, Jehovah Rapha. Shout it the last time, Jehovah Rapha. Okay, Jehovah Rapha. The Lord, my healer. And that is because the sycamore tree was used to treat a wide range of diseases. The leaves were used in treating diseases like chest disease, colds, and dysentery. They used the leaves to take care of chest diseases, colds, and dysentery. And then the latex, that liquid or something that is in the tree, they used that one to take care of colds and then chest infections. The leaves were used to take care of snake bites, and jaundice. So if you had jaundice, they take the leaves of the sycamore tree and treat the snake bite and then the jaundice. Then they will use the latex and take care of chest diseases, colds, and dysentery. And then the bark, they use it to treat coughs and then throat infections. So it was good for healing. Therefore, when Zacchaeus entered the tree, what he's saying is, the Lord is my healer. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer, Rofika. Then Jehovah Makadishkem means the Lord my sanctifier. Jehovah Makadishkem. The sycamore tree smells very good. And when you enter that tree, your body odor is absorbed by the fragrance of the tree. In the same way, when you are in Christ, his righteousness, his fragrance, his glory will absorb your shame and your reproach. He is our righteousness. He is our sanctifier. Somebody shout an amen. The last one I want to look at is the fact that he is our Jehovah Jireh. Everybody say Jehovah Jireh. It means the Lord my provider. The Lord my provider. And this is the biggest mystery about the sycamore tree. Of all of them, this is the point I love. The sycamore tree had some fruit. And when the fruit grows up to a certain level, this fruit was edible. You could eat it. Amos was a gatherer of sycamore fruit before God called him into the ministry. The sycamore tree was common in Israel. They used to eat the fruit. But the thing about the sycamore tree is, it has no taste. It is tasteless. Even when it is getting ripe, it is tasteless. And you cannot eat it. You cannot enjoy it. So you watch the fruit, and when it gets to a certain point, even without human intervention, gall flies will go and pierce it. If you don't want the gall flies to do it because they are not around, you take your fingernails and pierce it. So if it was today, it would be very easy to take your fingers and pierce. But most of the time, they use sharp metals. And then they pierce the fruit. When you pierce the fruit, it releases ethylene gas. And the ethylene gas speeds up the process of the ripening of the fruit. Then the fruit now will get a fairly agreeable, sweet taste. Then you can eat it. The tree is good for food. The fruit is a good fruit. But until it is pierced, you cannot enjoy it. In the same way, Jesus, he is our Jehovah Jireh. Our salvation in him. Our healing in him. Our peace in him. Our blessing in him. But until they hanged him on the cross and pierced him, lashed him, persecuted him, bruised him, he was pierced for our iniquities, wounded for our transgressions. They tortured his body. He bled so that you and I can receive every blessing that is in him. If Jesus was not pierced, you and I will not receive the blessing. They had to pierce him. And after you have pierced the sycamore fruit, you must leave the fruit there for 3 days. The ethylene gas is released. Then the thing ripens, and then you then get your fruit, which you can eat. They pierced Jesus, put him in a tomb. After 3 days, he rose from the dead. And now, you and I can be blessed, because he was pierced and buried, and now we are receiving our blessing. I pray that God will help you to understand this. Because you see, until we go through something, until we are pierced, we will never be a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, knowledge is good. Knowledge is good. Money is good. But you will never, let me say, even anointing is good. But there are lives you can never touch with anointing, money, knowledge, and connections. There are times in life, the only way you can be effective is whether you have been pierced or not. And there are too many unpierced database in the kingdom of God. In the month of August, July, August, our church went into villages. We went to feed hungry people. We did 50 kilos bag of rice, millet, mackerel on it, and oil. And then we went into the villages. We fed a total of 779 households. This famine, we were giving the people the food. Some of the people were so hungry, they started depending on leaves. They didn't know the vegetable, but they boiled it. It was so bitter, they decanted, boiled it, decanted, until at least they can taste it. And when you eat it and finish and get up the following day, your skin is wrinkled. It means the thing is poison. But people were forced to eat it. And we went into this food distribution thing. And people, the reason I could do it was because when I was a child, I suffered a similar thing. There are only few people in this world who can learn common sense without going through uncommon trials. But for a lot of people, the only thing you can give is what you have suffered yourself before. You see, many of the people you call rich people, they were not born into riches. Some of them, maybe their fathers didn't even look after them or their mothers. They had to struggle. But because of the pain they have gone through, they are able to take care of somebody. And Jesus, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience through the many things he has suffered. Many believers are trying to avoid suffering, but suffering is the best university you can enter. It's the best university when it comes to touching human lives. I've been through so much, I understand it. Have been pierced. Many people here can touch lives because they've been pierced. The young people who are listening to me under the sound of my voice, there is no parent or guardian who is ignoring you. There are lessons you must learn. Even if your father was a billionaire, God will orchestrate circumstances where your father will have to leave you to learn on your own. I have never seen a billionaire working for his children. Whether you are a billionaire's child, millionaire's child, and professor's child or whatever, all children learn to walk the same way. Sometimes you see the men of God, you think they started. No, they started the way they are now. No, they've gone through things. But we want the anointing. You don't want shame. There can be no way you will walk in anointing without shame. And go through things. You can't sleep. Pray for people. Some will be healed. Others will not be healed. Jesus was pierced, though he was a son. And then he got ripened and became our El Shaddai, our Jireh, Mekadishke, Rohi. All these things were in him. And he was all these things. But if he had not been pierced, those things would not happen. Therefore, we see a sycamore tree standing there. And God is saying, Zacchaeus, you are looking to see Jesus, but life in Christ is like climbing the sycamore tree. To the natural eye, Zacchaeus had climbed the tree, but to the spiritual eye, that was an illustration or demonstration of what it means to be incorporated into Christ Jesus. May God make you climb a tree, and when you climb the tree, may you know that it is all about the mystery of that tree and not you yourself. Some of the things you are going through, one day you will realize that all the difficult times you are spending on earth, they will be the reason why God will give you a crown. There is this kind of Christianity these days when you are suffering a little bit. You are running around looking for deliverance. But I'm telling you, if you are delivered from some of your trials and afflictions, your destiny is finished. Look at Jesus himself. If it was possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, your will be done, not mine. The sycamore fruit must be pierced. Always remember that. Until it is pierced and that gas is released, there will be no ripening. I want you to speak to Jesus right now. First of all, thank him for his wisdom. Thank him for his wisdom. Lord, I thank you for your wisdom. For all I'm going through, I thank you for your wisdom. Because you know what you are doing in my life. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your wisdom. And for what I'm going through, it's a piercing process. And I thank you for your wisdom. Ah, Jesus. I want you to lift up your hand and pray to God for grace. Grace. Makabasia. Piercing is something we will never understand. It will never look nice. It will never make God look wonderful. When you see somebody who says, I enjoy suffering, the person is just joking. Piercing will always be a difficulty. The way to endure it is to look at the end of it. To see the product, look at the end of it and see who is at the end of it. It is God, not you, not your enemies, not the circumstances themselves. I pray that God will make you stronger. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless your holy name and magnify you because you alone are God. Let your mighty name be praised. Exalt the horn of our salvation. And in Jesus' most holy name, I pray for these ones. That, dear Father, we will carry affliction like a badge of honor and not a scar of reproach. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that God's name be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name. Somebody now say this after me, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your wisdom, for your counsel. Right now, I thank you for the piercing. It is making me better. I thank you for every trial, every affliction. I thank you for every tear that ever dropped from my eyes. They add unto me. They don't subtract from me. In the name of Jesus, I ask now, touch my life. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' most excellent name. Somebody shout an amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.